The Port Authority now owns the property, and spokeswoman Gail Paul recalls working at Gibson right out of college as one of the company's first female humor writers.
Kind of interesting to think about now, but I walked in kind of the back where the warehouse, doors were, and walked up to my desk. So the first time I actually went into the front of the building was with Melissa.
Melissa Johnson, vice president of industrial development for the Port Authority, says after the 600,000-square-foot building is demolished, the port will attract next-generation manufacturing on the 56-acre site.
There is a lot of anticipation in the market for this property to come online.
Gibson closed in 2000. At one time, it employed about 1,000 people. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.